Welcome to That Is Good to Know Radio Show. This program focuses on you, the listener, by providing you information, strategies, and practical educational tips from successful seasoned business professionals. Now, with today's program, here's your host, Jeff Stanislow.
Hey, Tampa Bay. This is Jeff Stanislow, your host of That Is Good to Know. We have another weekend segment with you guys today, sharing and dropping that knowledge throughout the Tampa Bay world. And at the end of the show, our only goal is to say, hey, that was good to know. We appreciate you taking one of your weekend mornings here with us and joining us on AM 1040. Saturdays at 8 a.m. and Sundays at 10. If you didn't catch it on Saturday, tune in on Sundays at 10. We are going to talk about commercial real estate today, primarily really focusing on the infrastructure and the building out of some, you know, some bigger projects and what's going on. Today, our special guest is Larry Arndt. He's the VP of the South Region for Barton Mallow. Larry, thanks for taking your time today and spending it with us here on That Is Good to Know.
Yeah, thanks for having me, Jeff. Looking forward to it.
So you're an expert on all things going on, kind of major construction, you know, here in Florida. But, you know, before we kind of dive into that, if you, you know, take us a little bit about your background and your journey and what do you kind of do at Barton Mallow? And you've been in Florida for, I think, 5 years or so. Tell us about, you know, maybe the shift of the market that you saw before and what you're seeing here in Florida.
Sure. I started my career working in the design industry, moved into construction after graduate school, and I've been focused on really large commercial construction, mostly institutional, so healthcare, higher ed, and sports work. So that's been my focus. Done some development work, done some work directly for clients, learned different aspects of what clients are looking for, not only in their ultimate, you know, use of the building, but just the building program and the design component, which I think helps us quite a bit. The markets here in Florida are very, very robust. Really all markets are, quite frankly. I came from Chicago, from the Midwest region, and you know, Chicago, that Midwest region, they're not experiencing the type of programs that we see here in Florida. And quite frankly, I think some of that's just due to the population that's moving out of the Midwest and the North. We're just seeing more people move down here, and that is continuing to slow some things up. But every market in Florida, whether it's institutional, higher ed, healthcare, sports, entertainment, multifamily, they're all very busy. So great opportunities.
And that's good. You know what I mean? And I think a lot of people, maybe almost thinking opposite, I think a lot of people have a consumer or retail oriented mindset. And I think for what you do in the projects and the large scale stuff, and we'll talk about that in a minute, that's a lot longer runway, a lot longer planning. And like you're looking 5 to 7 years out, maybe 3 on a smaller project, but you're planning for those types of things today. We're talking with Larry Arndt. He's the VP of the South Region for Barton Mallow, talking a little bit about the commercial real estate industry and building, not necessarily buildings and, you know, renting office space and stuff, but actually building the buildings. And building a hospital and building a wing at a school or a college, some major stuff. Larry, I appreciate you spending some time here. Let's talk a little bit about what the difference, like someone might think about the commercial marketplace in retail for businesses than what you guys do for businesses.
So, When you think of retail and not obviously not web based approaches, but the brick and mortar of a building, that market has some growth in it, but it's the type of market that we as a company don't do work in. Typically, they're lower volume, lower margin opportunities. And in today's world, it's a lot of interior renovation, quick turnover projects. So there's a lot of good contractors that do that work. That's just not the type of market that we focus on. We're more focused on commercial construction, but more on the institutional side. So higher ed customers, University of Central Florida, Embry-Riddle, Polk State, customers like that, University of Florida, doing anything from education buildings to student dormitories to football stadiums. So higher ed is a very robust component of our work, not just here in Florida, but nationally. But then healthcare is also another institutional focus, and that can be anything from a small interior renovation to replacing a hospital. And you know, the type of work, Jeff, you and I do on the Advent board together, that type of foundation work helps grow the dollars that our healthcare partners need to invest that type of capital. And then a very large market in Florida, and I don't think people realize just how booming it is sports. We're doing professional football. We're doing minor league baseball. There's multiple opportunities like that out there in the marketplace right now here in Florida. And it's a continuing to grow. And we're going to start to see a lot of growth in the entertainment side, too. Universal is finishing their large project, and you know, Disney's advertised the significant amount of money that they're going to deploy here in Florida and into their resorts. So, again, great opportunities for folks that focus in the same type of markets as we do.
Yeah, I agree. Larry Arndt, senior or vice president of the South Region for Barton Mallow. Larry and I serve on the Advent Health Foundation board, helping to do to raise some money for some of these hospitals to, give back to the community and serve the communities. And, Larry's working on big projects. And you mentioned sports, entertainment. Entertainment's always been big in Florida with, obviously Orlando. They have almost 100 million, visitors come to that city alone for, Universal and Walt Disney and SeaWorld and what have you. And then, building out the infrastructure is really important. I think, you said something, prior to our meeting that really kind of caught our eye when we were just doing a little, kind of conversation was, people are pulling the trigger now because they just know no matter what, tomorrow is more expensive. Can you explain what you mean by that a little bit, in your, sure, in your terms?
Yeah, happy to. So we all experience it, right? Every year, products go up in cost. The embedded escalation that happens almost on a yearly basis, the same thing happens with labor. So if you think about a typical construction project, about 60% of the cost of construction is related to materials and 40% to labor. Both of those components escalate every year. So, if you've got escalation that you're looking at, it's always cheaper to do it the year that you're looking at it than in the future years. The thing that we have had to be careful of over the last 3 to 4 years is this concept called hyperescalation, where we typically see escalation in the 3 to 4% range. We actually had periods where escalation had reached almost double digits.
Yeah.
We were seeing escalation in the range of 10%. Sorry. Yeah.
Yeah, I think, Larry, I mean, we saw that at home, right? We went to the lumber store to get some 2x4s, and all of a sudden, it was 4 times as much if you could find the stuff that you needed. And so, I couldn't imagine, you guys doing what you're doing with your materials and, what have you, and that, what you call the hyper supply inflation, that's, I believe that's what you called it.
Hyper-escalation, yeah. I mean, yeah. And something you mentioned, just the availability of products, even though I think a lot of that is behind us, we still run into issues where lead times on specific products, particularly more electrically focused, are much longer than we thought. So that unfortunately can add time to a project, but we have to be smart about it and build some strategies to purchase things earlier, make sure items are on site when needed so that we don't draw out the time of construction. That's the last thing we want to do.
So I have a quick question for you in regards to managing one of these projects. All right. So I see you guys, let's talk about a project that you kind of maybe know here in Tampa. Pick one that you're working on. How many hours or man hours, how many people do you have to assign to like a project, and how long does it really take? And, can you kind of give us a little bit behind the scenes? I mean, I'd imagine, some rough numbers. I'm not going to hold you to it, but I just so people, that listen to the show, this is Jeff Stanislow from That Is Good to Know, talking with Larry Arndt, VP at Barton Mallow. And again, Larry, the whole purpose of the show is, hey, that was good to know. So if someone didn't know, what does it take to build, a mid-size, let's say, minor league ballpark? What does it take?
Well, if you're building it from scratch, it'll probably take you 18 to 20 months. And we generally look at our staffing of our projects based upon the complexity of the project. Oftentimes also the duration. So a larger dollar value project that has a really, really long duration, actually, it sounds counterintuitive, may take fewer people than a smaller project, but with a really short duration. Mm. But let's just say you're building a new minor league ballpark and it's going to cost you $100 million. And you're going to build that in about 20 months, that'd be a team of about 15 people that is made up of an executive that has overall responsibility of the project. It'll have project managers, superintendents, and engineers on it. And really two vital members of the team are our safety professional and our quality professional. Those two individuals make sure that everyone on site is working safely. And they're providing the highest level of quality to the project. But that's what it takes. And, you imagine those 15 plus people working full time for that 20 months. That's the kind of effort it takes to put one of these new projects in place.
That's interesting. And that's interesting how you kind of really look at, something, a project like this. And that's actually a shorter period of time than I thought it would take. I thought, for sure it'd be a minimum of 3 to 5 years to, get that ballpark. But, 18 to 20, 24 months or something like that, that seems somewhat reasonable. Do you take cash or credit card? You will get one started here, Larry.
something that really makes a difference in our work today is technology. So our ability to work collaboratively with the design team, and we actually build the building in 3 dimensions before we go out on site. So it helps us coordinate. It helps us actually build intuitively that much quicker. And then it also helps us look for any issues or problems that we might find in the field while we're constructing. And we ferret those out prior to getting out there, because that does take a significant amount of time away from you when you're obviously dealing with an issue.
Right.
So the technologies that we use today really, really help speed up the time of construction, which is a benefit to our customers, because they're the ones that win.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, the modeling that's available to you and the detail and the amount of data you can put in these software systems. And like you said, it's time saving, money saving, and mistake saving, I would imagine, the amount of data that you can kind of put in and run these, algorithms in your software, and, who knows what AI is going to bring to the table in your space as well. But, a mistake in your business is very costly and time consuming, mistake quite often. So.
Yes, it can be. And, funny that you mentioned AI, we're actually using artificial intelligence, as part of our scheduling. And AI helps us take an outside look at our schedule to ensure that that we're seeing all the pictures we should see, and it pulls together scheduling information from every project we're doing around the country for all the years of the database that we have.
Wow.
We use artificial intelligence for safety. We can actually set it up on the job site, and it actually watches the men and women that are working on site, and it can tell us if someone's doing an unsafe act, if they're not wearing the proper safety protective gear, et cetera. So, you know, even when you're building a minor league stadium with 15 people on site, we can't be everywhere all the time. And AI helps us kind of cover the bases, again, focusing on the safety of all the men and women working on site.
That's pretty amazing. This is Jeff Stanislow, your host of That Is Good to Know, www.thatisgoodtoknow.com. We're talking with Larry Arndt, VP of the South Region for Barton Mallow. We'll put this up on our website, and so if you want to tune in and check it out later. But again, we appreciate you taking your time, Tampa, to say, hey, that was good to know. Here on AM 1040, Saturdays at 8 and Sundays at 10 a.m. So, Larry, what was like one of the coolest projects that you worked on that you say, hey, I was integral in building that that piece? Let's have a little highlight show here.
You know what? I think it was the first project that I did after graduate school, and it was a very, very tough healthcare project. But what made it the most memorable was, although it was very, very challenging, we just had a great team. The owner, the designer, the builder, the trade partners all worked very well together. We were very collaborative. No issue that came up that we came up against could we not resolve. We did it without pointing fingers at each other. We supported each other, and it was just a very, very fun environment. And that building took us 3 years to do. And the fun part about it was, at our last owner's meeting, the owner came in with a really nice surprise. They actually made a cake and had a little party for the whole team. So it was a great atmosphere, a really fun project to work in. And it wasn't a big stadium. It wasn't a museum. It wasn't some, really marquee building. It was just the people that we worked with, and knowing that the building was going to be used for healthcare. That's just what made it the most memorable. It's usually the people in our business. It's all about the people.
Yeah. Cause a lot of people can make cool buildings and stuff like that. And, but it is a big business, right? People get hired and businesses get hired for the work that they do, right? You work on a hospital and you use that in your portfolio. You work on a stadium and it gets recognized nationally and, things of that nature. And it's very, that has a lot to do with it. What stadium or entertainment complex do you think kind of gave Barton Mallow the most visibility of being a part of?
We've done so much. I mean, we've done a lot of stadium projects around the country. Of course, entertainment's really for Barton Mallow is really focused here in Florida. But we've done the Red Wings Stadium in Detroit. We did the Rose Bowl renovation. The fans that are familiar with Florida, we've done the Daytona Speedway major renovation. We're going to be starting up with our partner Hunt Construction in Jacksonville, the renovation to the Jacksonville Jaguar Stadium. And then, of course, just all the great work we've done with our partner Disney. For those that have been to Epcot, the last project we did for them was Guardians of the Galaxy. And I gotta admit, it is the best ride on the planet. I just love that ride.
The Guardians of the Galaxy ride. That's cool. Jeff Stanislow, yep. That is good to know. We're talking with Larry Arndt. Larry's the VP of the South Region for Barton Mallow. So you got your handprint in one of these stadiums with Larry on there somewhere, I bet, in the under rafters of the cement maybe one day. But I'm a big fan. I'm from Detroit as well, and I think Barton Mallow's like headquartered there. So tell me about what's going on in Detroit, and like the stadium, and then Hudson's is building, and it seems like Detroit's going through a nice renovation here, a revitalization.
Detroit is actually the downtown has really gone through a pretty significant revitalization. I get up there once a month or so for meetings, and it's always fun to go downtown, not in the winter, and see some of the cool things that are happening down there. But you know, the Detroit Tigers continue to do upgrades of their stadium. Michigan State is doing a lot of work downtown in conjunction with Henry Ford. Henry Ford's doing a new hospital, so it's actually a very busy market for Barton Malow as a company. It's one of our busiest markets that we're in. So it's great to see Detroit, but not only Detroit, but Michigan doing that level of work. Particularly when you hear so much of, oh man, all the work is heading south. Well, I'd tell you there's still a lot of work happening up in the north too.
Certainly. What was one of the most challenging projects that you worked on? You know what I mean? And where does it stem from? You know, is it, you know, just the trades and everybody, you know, not communicating, the team not being solid? You know, I'd imagine, you know, what you got to do in that space to manage that. And, you know, you can just do quickly. We don't need to know all the details, but, you know, just one of the ones that you battled through and you got it done and you're happy you did, but I wish it went smoother.
To talk about challenges can present themselves many different ways. The challenge could be simply the project. It could be a very, very challenging project that's very difficult to construct. It could be a challenge focused on labor. In today's world, labor, construction labor across the country is hard to find. And it continues to dwindle every year, which is not good. We need more men and women in the trades. And it can be something as simple as, you know, just a conflict within the team. There could be inter-team conflicts that just make the project challenging and difficult to get across the finish line.
Right.
For me personally, the project ended well, but the one that I remember the most is probably being the project where you'd wake up in the morning and say, man, I've got to go focus on this project, was a adult justice center that we did in the Midwest, in the Chicagoland area. And it really was probably related to just the team and members of the team not working and functioning well. And being able to finally break through that, build collaboration. But it was a difficult and challenging project. And it,
tell me the it was best a project, project that what was the best project?
The best,
let's end this on a good note. I got about a minute left. What was the best project, you know, that you've done in your more mature career and, you know, like a bigger project?
I'd say the one we just finished, a new hospital that we built out in Denver. It was a replacement hospital for Intermountain Health, and we just celebrated the ribbon cutting actually last week, and it was a wonderful project. It was done in an IPD or integrated project delivery fashion, and great team, great design team, great owner, and we just again, it's about the people. We just all gelled well, and any issue that we came across, we resolved.
That's awesome.
And worked well together. Yep.
I mean, you got to have the good people and you got to have the right things, especially when something could take, you know, 2 to 5 years plus in your space. Larry Arndt, VP of South Region here for Barton Malow. We appreciate you taking the time to join us on That Is Good to Know. This is Jeff Stanislow, your host. We're wrapping up another segment of That Is Good to Know. Visit our website, www.thatisgoodtoknow.com. For more information and Larry's segment as well. Thank you, Tampa. Have a great day.